have butter that's beginning to smell and taste funny. You said this? It's
rank butter.
Did you ever see made any cottage cheese?
Cottage cheese, I never seen it, but I just heard talk of it and used cottage cheese, but I never seen any made.
You never saw any made. Did you ever hear it called anything like clabber cheese?
Yeah, clabber cheese that they said the milk, that the milk would put up into a clabber. They take the cream off it. And then they would, some way or another, draw all that water that is out of that clabber, and it would, then they would look like mash or grind that milk up dried milk up into what is known and called it clabber cheese. Now that's the only way I've heard talk of it. I never seen it done.
To get the impurities out of milk after you've milked, you better do what to it?
Well, you better strain it.
That's what I was looking for. Mm-hmm. Do you ever eat an apple dessert that was baked in a deep dish?
Well, I've seen an apple. You bake them in a, put them in the stove and bake them in a deep dish, a dish like that.
What about apple cobbler?
Well, I've eaten what we call an apple cobbler. Well, some folks know there's an apple pie and an apple cobbler. Now, my wife used to, when I was growing apples, we'd go out there and get an apple and bring them in, cut them up, put them in there and cook them there, then we put some little dumplings in those apples, cook them down there and sweeten them up down there. Well, now, and you didn't put a crust over them. Now, they were called apple cobbler, just like a peach cobbler. Now, if you didn't have a crust over peaches, it was called cobbler. Just nothing in there but dumplings, one thing or another, and sweetened up there. But now when you put a crust over it, we call it a pie.
I see. Did you ever seem to take a square of crust and put fruit in the middle and then fold it up over and bake it?
No.
Apple dumplings?
We never did do that, but I've seen that kind of pie or dumplings. Whether cobbler, whatever you might call it, I've seen it, but we never did do it. We'd always have a chance to cook this cobbler in a pan and just put the dumplings in it and then let it get on and sweeten it and all the ingredients that it takes with it. And we just have a cobbler. Mm.
Did you put anything over it?
No, that's the reason we didn't ever call it. Wasn't called a pie. Now if we had to put a crust over it.
No, I mean when you went to eat it, did you just eat it plain?
Or plain, everything that was to be done to it, it was already done. Nothing but to go to eat it.
Referring to everything that you eat, you say we eat a lot of.
A lot of different kinds of food.
Okay, did you ever hear them called vittles?
Oh, maybe plenty of time. Well, I. Eat them. Well, better come on here and get your vittles.
A sweet liquid that you would pour over a pudding.
Now that we usually call it some kind of sauce.
All right. Food that you would eat between your meals.
Well, that's called, we used to call snacks.
Okay, if you ate, is that a small amount?
Small amount.
If you ate a good bit between your meal, would you call it something else?
Well, we would call that I'm eating my after meal.
After meal.
Ah,
terrific.
After meal.
Someone might ask you, talking about your eating, how often have you
had your dinner? How often have you eaten your breakfast? How often have you eaten your whatever meal, whatever you want?
Okay, well, I three meals. I
Well, I guess, well, I've eaten 3 meals today.
And yesterday I?
I ate 3 meals.
Okay. This black liquid that you drink in the morning is?
Coffee, my coffee or tea.
Okay, whatever. You say I'm going to get up and go some coffee.
I'm going to get up and get my black coffee.